Well, it is fantastic to be here this morning. And after all that, that I've just been listening to, you've got a mighty future ahead of you, don't you think? Can I just say to those of you who might be feeling just a little bit shaky about that, I don't normally do this at this point, but I want to recommend a good read to you. Nevertheless, is the story of how Christians Against Poverty was set up. What you are about to go through, John Kirkby also went through 20 years ago. If you're scared about it, read this book and just see what God can do, what God did do. But I will talk a little bit more about that shortly. I'll stick to my script for now. As I said, it's fantastic to be here this morning. I am particularly pleased because I owe this church my career. When I started with Christians Against Poverty 10 years ago, I took over from Stephen Roberts, who was based in your church. I believe it was up at Shadsworth at the time. Does anyone remember Stephen? Yes. Wonderful, wonderful man. And if he's listening to this on the web, I'll take your payment later, Stephen. Stephen, when he was seconded to head office, was really, really desperate that the Cap Debt Centre carry on in Blackburn. And he scoured churches. There wasn't anyone within the Blackburn Community Church who was able at that time to take over the role that Stephen had. So he scoured the churches. And I believe he was getting to the far end when he came to meet my vicar. We are an Anglican church, and my vicar said yes straight away. This was what he wanted, and he spoke to the church. He said to me at some point over the process, how do you feel about this? And I said, not a chance. This isn't me at all. I said, but I know somebody who I think would be good. As you can see, God had other plans. And I can honestly say, I would not trade what I do now for anything. It has been such a blessing in my life. And I want to share with you now what we are about in Blackburn. But, as I said earlier, I want to thank you personally, because without your church and the foundation that you laid with Stephen, I would not be here now. Right, so I do know that there are probably a lot of you who do know about Christians Against Poverty already. So I hope you'll excuse me. I don't want to miss anything of the story for those who don't. So the charity, as I said, was founded by John Kirkby in 1996, 20 years ago now. And with nothing but a heart for the poor, a faith in God and a love of the church, John started in Bradford with just a £10 donation. Someone said to him, there you go, do what you can do with that. And that's been a bit of a mantra with John ever since. He tells us over and over again, go and do what you can do with what you have. And God is performing miracles. 20 years later, in 2016, CAP now reaches the poor in a variety of ways. We work through debt centres, through job clubs, release groups, and our recently launched life skills groups. And these are all based in local churches. The charity also delivers a highly effective money education course, CAP Money. We operate in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, as well as throughout the UK and Northern Ireland. There are three things that I'd like to do this morning, if you'll allow me. Firstly, I want to tell you about CAP's vision, our history, our values. I want to explain how our various ministries work and how they impact community just like yours. Finally, I will be giving everyone here the opportunity to personally get involved with what many people are calling a movement of God. You can provide practical support, you can pray for us, and you can support us financially through a regular monthly donation. But first, I want to remind us of God's heart for the poor and the mandate that we've all been given. If you've got a Bible with you, would you turn to Matthew 25, and I'm reading from verse 31. This will be a very familiar passage to many of you, I'm sure. So it's Matthew 25, verse 31. Jesus says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another. As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me.'" This scripture calls us to help our brothers and sisters, to reflect the love of Christ to them. And this is exactly what we at CAP are doing. Jesus said, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat." We've conducted surveys among our clients, and a recent survey of thousands of our clients probably represents the same situation that I find all of the time here in Blackburn. And 65% of those clients miss meals. We meet this immediate need by giving emergency food aid, and we work very closely with the food bank in Blackburn, and we can refer them straight away to the food bank. We are also authorised by CAP to buy in food and other essentials for those clients who don't have access to the food bank. I recently went to see an elderly chap, a pensioner. He's Irish, actually. He had to come over to England because he was being threatened by the IRA because he had served in the British Army. So the bulk of his money comes from Ireland. And 1 month his pension didn't come in, so he was living on a UK top-up of £15 a week. He got in touch with the pension service in Ireland, who weren't very helpful. They said they didn't know what had happened to it, but they couldn't do anything until his next payment is due. Obviously, it's not easy to live on £15 a week. So we were able to help him out. We took him to the food bank. We took some food to him that we had collected. And we were able to help him over that crisis. There are so many people for whom this is a reality. But we leave no one hungry. Our work with families prioritises food in their budget to ensure that they've got enough to feed themselves and their children. They needn't worry anymore where their next meal's coming from. Jesus said, "I was a stranger and you invited me in. I was in prison and you visited me. From that same survey, almost a half of our clients, 48%, said that they lived in fear. I went to see a client one day. I quite often go, because we visit clients in their homes, I see the reality of their living. And this particular gentleman that I went to see, his curtains were drawn, his door was locked. He came to the door only when he knew that who it was that was there. And we see this time and again. Clients are living in such fear of people coming and demanding money from them that they cut themselves off from friends, from family, because they're ashamed. They're dead scared and they're broken people. We engage with our clients. We support them and we offer to pray with them. Our clients tell us that they don't feel judged, that their self-esteem is restored, and as a result, they're able to establish friendships. This is often the greatest need for people who are isolated in this way, and it's made possible only by working through local churches, with people from those churches befriending them. Jesus said, "I was ill, and you looked after me." 55% of our clients visit their GPs with stress-related issues. I know that you have very strong links with Cornerstone Medical Practice, which we do too. And I think talking to Angela or Alistair, they would corroborate what we're saying here. Over half of these people have to be prescribed medication for those stress-related issues. In CAP, we take away the worry and the burden of debt, and we offer instead hope and a future. And that reduces those stress-related issues. So many people say to me on my second visit, even before we've brought a plan to them of how we're going to manage their debts, "You cannot believe the weight that's been lifted from my shoulders. I've been able to sleep for the first time since all of this began." I love that. Again, our survey showed that 36% of people, that's more than one third of our clients, had either thought about or actually attempted suicide as a solution to their debts. That's not me being dramatic. One of my own clients was found hanging in his attic a few years ago, having succumbed to the pressure from a particular creditor. One of my church members told me that her neighbour had a nephew who committed suicide because of the pressure of debt. She was so upset because she said to me, "If I'd only known that he was having problems, I could have given him a leaflet and he could have been sorted out." Like you, we believe that we should not just sit back and be passive. Together, we can all do something. Through our different services, CAP is not only meeting the practical needs of the poor and marginalised, but we want to bring them the good news. CAP is a 21st century example of living out Matthew 25. There are five areas to our work, and the first is our debt centres. Over 20 years, our focus on debt management has helped us to establish a firm foundation to CAP, and it still remains our main focus. We feed the hungry, we befriend strangers, we pray for the sick, and we see clients set free from the crippling burden of debt. How do we do that? As I said, we visit clients in their homes, we build a budget for them, and we work out the best solution for their particular situation. Our work is completely grounded in Scripture. We are passionate about the need to impact people with God's love, to reflect His heart, and to change people's lives by showing them His love in action. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9 says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy." In my work as a debt centre manager, I see so many people hounded by creditors and enforcement agents, those are the people we used to call bailiffs, in such a threatening manner that they hand over money to them quite unnecessarily, money that should be used to feed their families or to heat their homes. But because so many people are completely unaware of their rights, they all too easily fall prey to lies and deception in this way. We speak on their behalf. We defend their rights. We take away with us all of the threatening letters and direct all communication with creditors through to ourselves. We negotiate with their creditors to get interest and charges stopped or reduced. And because of our reputation, we have a brilliant track record of doing that. Our clients then repay their debts through our debt management program. Through this and our other work, we see more than £1 million of debt reduced every month. But can I stress at this point, we do not pay anyone's debts for them, not one penny ever. I'll just repeat that. We do not pay anyone's debts for them. We give them the tools to repay their own debts. In 2015, we saw more than 2,600 families go debt-free throughout the UK. That's seven families every single day sitting around the kitchen table saying, "It's over." What really encourages me is that a recent survey showed that 96% of all our clients who were debt-free remained debt-free, even after 6 years. I had one client come to see me in my office just to tell me that he was debt-free, but he said, "I've just booked a holiday." I said, "Great, where are you going?" He said, I can't remember where he was going, but he said, "I've done that because I've saved." He said, "I haven't got credit. I haven't bought it on my credit card." And this was a man who had lived on credit cards for 2 years because his benefits were stopped. Because of the budget that we put together for him, for the way we managed to help him out of debt, this set him up for his future, and he was taking his family on holiday. And he was so proud of that. We've also seen throughout our 20 years more than 5,000 salvations. Last year alone, we led nearly 900 people to faith in Jesus Christ. Put simply, our debt centres empower the local church to play its part in helping people come to know Jesus as their Lord and Saviour, and to see their lives transformed. And what could be better than that? More recently, we launched CAP Job Clubs, which is a fresh way for churches to tackle the huge problem of unemployment within marginalised groups of society in the UK. CAP Job Clubs equip churches to assist people in their journey to work by providing tools for personal and practical development. And as with all of CAP's work, we give members the opportunity to encounter Jesus. I recently attended a fundraising dinner where John Kirkby was speaking, and he was sharing with us an experience that he had. He met with Ian Duncan Smith, and that former Secretary of State for Work and Pensions was absolutely amazed when John said to him that we have a 25% success rate within our job clubs. Ian Duncan Smith said that was many times more effective than the government's more successful schemes. So we're really proud of that. And we've just recently celebrated our 1,000th member since 2013 finding paid work. That was a wonderful milestone. We then also have CAP release groups. During the 20 years, the last 20 years, and I can testify personally to this, we've worked extensively in local communities and seen the devastating impact that addictions and dependencies have on people's lives, causing not only financial but also relational poverty. CAP Release Groups seek to tackle this growing problem. As a debt centre manager, I have to take budgets out to clients, and sometimes you just know that it's not going to work because people are addicted to smoking, to drugs, and they just cannot break those habits. I'm working with a lady at the moment who has been spending up to £300 a month on lottery scratch cards and spending £5 or £10 a week on food. Now, she doesn't think she has a problem, but her family obviously can see that she does have a problem. She's working with me now, and I'm just praying that she can break that cycle, because otherwise she's not going to be able to get out of debt. Our release groups equip churches with the tools they need to reach those people struggling under the burden of dependencies such as drinking, gambling, and internet addictions. I think the most weird addiction that I heard of from one of our release group leaders was a man who was addicted to football violence. And so there's so many things that you just don't think of. I never would have said that that was an addiction, but it was. The release group itself is inspired by the principles of the Christian 12 steps. I'm sure you'll have heard of those. A program that has seen millions of people find freedom from life-controlling issues. It features practical and spiritual tools to help people overcome their dependencies. And like all of CAP's work, again, release group members are encouraged. They have the opportunity to encounter Jesus. And we believe that this exciting project could one day see thousands of people come to know freedom from their life-controlling habits. Our newest ministry, CAP Life Skills, was birthed out of the need that we saw through doing the CAP Money Course and CAP Debt Help. CAP Life Skills gives churches tools to provide the poor in their community with new skills for a brighter future. Money impacts every area of our lives, what we can or can't afford, our relationships, what we eat, our health and well-being, and much more. I'm currently working with a young couple who obviously are in debt, and it's taken me quite a number of weeks to get all of the paperwork that we need from them. So we're now just getting up to the point of having a budget prepared. But the young man said to me, he said, "I'm so desperate to get this sorted out." He said, "I don't think without this, if we don't get this sorted out, I don't think we'll be together by Christmas." And it really breaks my heart. CAP Life Skills helps people to stay on top of household bills, to see their money go further, to eat well on a budget, and to grow in self-confidence. It teaches ways to save time, money, and hassle in day-to-day life through practical skills from our trained coaches, alongside like-minded people in a relaxed and fun environment. CAP is very much rooted in fun, and you'll see that in the book. We even have a director of fun. It assists people to take significant steps towards a workable budget to plan for a brighter future. We're in the early stages of a pilot phase with Life Skills, but we've already trained 25 churches to deliver the course, with more churches signing up all the time. Our last area is CAP Money, and CAP Money's been running for since 2008, and it is a revolutionary money management course that teaches people budgeting skills. It's a simple cash-based system that really works. This is a fantastic opportunity for the local church to play its part in teaching people basic money management skills. Irrespective of the size of your income, Cap Money will provide you with the tools needed to successfully navigate your way through your finances and put money in its rightful place. It helps you budget, save and spend wisely. There are now tens of thousands of people who've taken control of their finances because of what they learned on the Cap Money course. If you'd like to know anything more about any of these areas of the work that we do, I'd love to speak to you afterwards. I have a table at the back with books that I'm going to just tell you a little bit about, but I'd love to speak to you if you're interested. So, as I've already said to you, I want to recommend this book to you, the story of how John Kirkby set up the charity, not just in 2006, the lead up to it, and all of the work that we've been doing afterwards. Today, we've distributed about 160,000 copies. We don't sell these books. We used to. We don't anymore, because we find that once when people have read the story, they do like to sign up to support us financially. So it's well worth our while giving these books away. But if you'd like a book, I am going to ask you one thing. You will find on your seats one of these cards, and I'd like you, if you'd like a copy of our book, to just fill in this card and we will give you this free of charge. I read this book in 2006 before I decided to take on the role of manager of the Blackburn Deck Centre. It completely captivated me. It's a very, very easy read, but it's totally absorbing. You've got to read it for yourself and find out just what God's been doing in John's life, the miracles that he's been working, and also within the charity. I have actually known people sit up all night just to read this book in one go. As I said, I'm giving these books away free, but please, we do ask that you would fill in the form that you've got there so that we can keep you updated on the work that we're doing. For anyone who's already read Nevertheless, and I do know that there are a number here who probably have, I have another book which you'll love. I love this book. It's called Journeys of Hope, and this tells the story of 12 people whose lives have been impacted by CAP, mainly clients, but also some of our staff members. There are some stories in there that will reduce you to tears. I have to warn you, get the tissues ready. If I can just speak to the IT people, I'd love now for you to watch a short DVD. I don't know about you, but I'm not prepared to do nothing when we can all do something to reach the families in our communities in desperate need. I know that you share the vision that we have, the passion for God's work, for the poor, and to see people saved. Can I ask you, as it was asked for in the DVD there, to become a life changer, to join more than 29,000 other people, mainly Christians, who give on average £12 a month. That's just £3 a week, no more than the price of a posh coffee. Or maybe you could stretch to £1 a day, £30 a month. Whatever you can give, every pound counts and it all makes a difference. All you need to do is just tick the box on the leaflet below your details to say that you would like to make a monthly gift. If you're already a life changer, and I know that there are some within the church, you will know just how valuable this work is. And I want to thank you personally for your gifts. Without your gifts, I couldn't do what I'm doing. But would you consider increasing your gift today by maybe £5 or £10 a month? As I said, every pound really does count. Please indicate on the form any new amount that you want to give, and Kat will be in touch and do the rest. But I also want to say to you, would you as a church consider running one of the other Kat ministries within Blackburn? I've been doing this work for 10 years now, We've had a debt centre here for 16 years. You were the beginning of all that. Can I ask you now, would you be able to help us to spread to these other ministries? I don't like to admit this, but I actually come from Burnley. I'm sorry. But since I started working with CAP, I've been praying for CAP's work over in Burnley. And God has honoured my prayer wonderfully. They have every one of our services. And now I just wish I'd, you know, concentrated that prayer a bit more on Blackburn. And I'm really jealous of them. But we are beginning to talk with churches. And I really feel so excited because I know that God is moving in Blackburn. You are doing wonderful things. Could you partner with CAP to deliver one of these other ministries? They work so hand in glove. They are so necessary to the poor and the destitute in our society. On behalf of those people, the people that we will be helping through your generosity, I want to say thank you for what you're doing today, for what we could possibly be doing in the future. Thank you to Andy and to Steve for giving me this opportunity. And I know I've taken a lot of your time and I apologise for that. But my prayer is that together we will make a difference, that God will move mountains in Blackburn through what we're doing. Thank you.